Panarin's got it for the Blue Jackets. Down the left wing and across the line. Panarin trying to cut in. Scores! Game winner in overtime. What a goal by Panarin.
All right, from Fox Sports Ohio, he was analyzing the game last night with Jeff Rimmer. Jody Shelley woke up early for it. It's in D.C. Jody, that might be the biggest game in Blue Jacket history.
I would agree with that, yeah. First time they've ever led a playoff series, came from behind and won in Washington. It was a big night.
Yeah, and to be able to steal one of those first two on the road like that, or is it three? We've got Saturday in D.C. and then back home, right?
Yeah.
For three?
Yeah, and when you come on the road, you want to get one. And when
right.
You get game one, now the pressure is all on Washington, and I tell you, Ovechkin looked sleepy. There was a lot of players that didn't really execute. They got an early lead against the Blue Jackets, and the Blue Jackets have been there many times this season, and they just stuck with it. Man, that goal Seth Jones scored, that was ridiculous. And this team, they don't quit. And Washington, they left the building last night wondering what happened. And the Blue Jackets left the building saying, we did exactly what we wanted to do. We got that win, and they feel good about their game right now. So it's a great situation for the Blue Jackets.
Yeah, the Caps had a ton of stupid penalties.
Yeah, like too late. Like that Burakovsky one that Jones scored on late in the game.
Right.
He tripped him behind the net in the forecheck. Just kind of a careless play in playoffs. So, you know, and the Blue Jackets early in the season did not make teams pay for those type of penalties. And here we go. Playoffs have started. The power play is clicking. The goaltending's on fire. Wember gets a goal.
Yep.
Jones gets a goal. These are all things that we were wondering when it was going to happen early in the season. But this is the time right now. The confidence is high, and they clicked last night. And, boy, that was exciting.
Yeah, Jody Shelley's with us, Fox Sports Ohio. Jackets win in overtime 4-3. And that Panarin goal, it was funny because my father-in-law just drives into town, and I'm telling him, he goes, who are the best players? And I go, right when he grabbed the puck, I go, watch number 9. He's got super sick skills. And it's funny, Jody, is he had no space. And I told my father-in-law,
yeah,
there are probably about 5 guys in this league that can score a goal like that quick with his hands. I mean, he had no space on that goal.
No, but, I mean, I just watched it again this morning. And the way he kissed that off the crossbar, and you're right, he was on his backhand the whole way down. And it looked like the defenseman took an extra crossover to the middle of the ice. And when he did that, Panarin just exploded down that wing, and he had more space, and he took it. And then somehow, you're right, those quick hands, he flicked that puck over Grubauer. Grubauer, I think he's still shocked as to how that went in, because
I
mean, there was no space there. There was nothing there.
He seemed surprised. He seemed surprised by the whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I think we all were.
Yeah, he really threaded the needle, though. That was a beautiful shot.
Yeah. Hey, how's Wenberg? Because I know he had left the game after. And I tell you what, you look at the penalty on Josh Anderson, and then you look at the one on Wilson, and you say, doesn't get the same penalty? But regardless, how's Wenberg? Is he going to be ready for game two?
I don't know. Wenberg, we saw him leave the rink. He looked a little woozy. I think Wilson's going to get a suspension. We'll see what happens.
I do too.
Today, but that was a big hit to the head. I mean, that's something they don't want. He targeted the head. Anderson's penalty was unfortunate, but I think it was the right call. He's big. He's fast. He put a kid against the glass. His head bounced off the glass. In real time, as a ref, you just go with what you see. Kempney was bleeding on the play, so this all led to, they checked the boxes for that major penalty. So I think that's the end of that. I think that was the right call, but it was a little excessive in our first initial thoughts. But, you know, no suspension there. I think Wilson gets a suspension.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Yep.
Hey, Jody, do you guys fly home today and then go back, or did you just stay right there to practice?
No, you know what? Today's a day off. It's 80 degrees in Washington. We're going to stay here and relax
Good.
A little bit in Georgetown.
Yeah, sightseeing.
Not bad duty.
Sightseeing.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Especially, tell Trump we said, hey.
You know,
I know
Rimmer and him are good buddies.
Well, Rimmer's going to claim he's good buddies with Trump. Hey, Joe.
No, he's not. There's one thing I know, he's not good buddies with Trump.
Oh, okay. All right. You know, one thing we should mention, too, is, and you know how it goes in the Stanley Cup playoffs, your best players have to be your best players, and maybe that's why this team hasn't won in the past. Let's give credit where credit is due. Bob was really freaking good last night.
Bob was ridiculous. The second goal, okay, we got a little shaky after that. But you know what? Bob, those penalty kills, we were all sitting there thinking this is exactly what they didn't need to do against the Capitals, give them life on the power play. It frustrated them because Bobrovsky was so good. He made some ridiculous saves, and even 5-on-5, and that was huge for the Blue Jackets, just to get their footing. All those penalty kills, and we talked about it early. Panarin sat on the bench. He doesn't kill. And think about all those minutes. And then at the end, like it was like after that, those big kills, he got going. He kept coming and coming and coming in the game. And they played him hard. Washington checked him hard. But at the end, you're right, the best players excelled. Seth Jones, Sergei Bobrovsky, and Artemi Panarin, they rose to the occasion in game one. And it was huge for those guys to be factors.
You know, Jody, I've watched Thomas Vanek play when he was at the University of Minnesota and won a championship. And you know, he's a guy, if people don't know, his history is when the light switch is on, he's one of the most talented guys out there. But if that light switch is off, it's almost super glued and it's hard to get him going. He has been getting going with this team since the trade. That play he made on the first goal where Jenner passed it over to Wennberg, Thomas Vanek is on right now.
Yeah, no, he is, and he's so smart, and that's something that, you know, and I sense he's rejuvenated. He comes from a non-playoff factor in Vancouver, and he gets here, and he loves it. He loves the youth of the team. He doesn't think this team knows how good they are, and I agree with him. I mean, when he brings that mindset, he's freed up Wennberg a little bit. He's a guy that's just so intelligent, and the way he boxed out Orpik in front of the net on his goal, that's not easy to do. You've got to be thinking a lot clearer and a lot smarter than Orpik, and he did it, outboxed him, got a stick on the ice, and that was a huge play. And yeah, he what a three great pickups. The Vanek, exactly what they needed, some scoring. Remember, they lacked it last year in the playoffs, and he knows what to do this time of year.
Maybe
it's a great pickup.
Maybe, Jody, not knowing how good they are, I get that you want confidence this time of year and a little bit of swagger, but maybe that keeps them hungry and, you know what I mean, a little bit under the radar. Maybe that's a good thing in a sense.
You know what? This team is so under the radar. I mean, some of the national writers were walking out with me last night, and they're like, oh, Blue Jackets have a good team. I said, you guys don't even know how good this team is. You know, there was a guy there from Sports Illustrated, and I said, this team is ridiculous. I mean, and they feel so good about themselves right now, but they're not too high. It's like Nick Foligno with a cut across his nose, a swollen face. I mean, he looked like a picture of a playoff player last night at the end of the game, and it was like, yeah, I said, you know, congratulations, that was great. He said, yeah, that was fun. But they're ready for the next game. They're going to enjoy today off. They're going right back at Washington on Sunday. They see areas to improve. Blue Jackets have a playoff-built hockey team. Four lines, in your face, great goaltending, elite players, finishers. It's a team that no one talks about, but they're dangerous.
Yeah, and you guys said it best in the beginning when we started the interview about those penalties. Jody, you know this. The last few years, man, Washington has the tendency to do stupid things in the playoffs, and let's hope it continues because they kind of choked on the chicken bone at the end there.
Yeah, they did. Yep. And again, I mean, Ovechkin, he just cruised out there last night. I really didn't notice him, and I think it was part to do. There was frustration because Savard and Jones were in his face all night long. He didn't have any time or space. He only got a couple of those shots off, those one-time plays. You know, he didn't really have an impact. Usually you see him flying around hitting, and I think they got to him. So, yeah, this to keep them frustrated and taking penalties, this is Blue Jackets are driving the bus right now.
Yeah, and you're right. I saw Foligno's face after the game. He looked like you used to look before you before you got all TV pretty.
He still looks way better than me right now.
Well, have fun today, man. We appreciate the time and getting back to me very late at night. Appreciate it, Jody.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me on, guys. Right, have a great day. Enjoy your
Thanks, Jody.
All right, Jody Shelley there.
We'll get some eggs.
That was damn fun last night watching that game, man. And it's going to be great Tuesday. Taking my oldest to that game. That's going to be a good damn night, man.
So they won't be home till Tuesday. They'll do Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday here next week.
No, it'll be Tuesday, Thursday. Then they go back to D.C. for a game.
Oh, it's
not
two,
baseball.
2-2? Two,
two. Yeah, 2-2-2-1-1. Two, 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 one, two? One. No. But we wish, because then you could
two,
win
two,
it at
yeah.
home. You know, but
well, that
no,
was huge to go up one, to steal one on the road.
It was.
Yeah.
Sunday night, you know what you're going to be watching in Columbus, man. I'd be interested to see the ratings the next day to see what everyone's watching.
It at the sports book at Caesars.
You will.
Yes.
Walking Dead finale or the Blue Jackets. I'm taking the Blue Jackets all day long and twice on Sunday, man.